You got into sports and games at one point.
Yes.
When was this?
Well, when we started those street events, it sort of led naturally into game-like things, and then next thing we were doing sports.
George, could you tell me what Flux is?
First sports, I think, in 1965 or so, where we were preparing ping pong rackets in different funny ways, like have a rock attached to it so it makes it very heavy, or a big hole inside, or you know, things like that. And then we were preparing badminton rackets in the same way. And then, or playing soccer on stilts, or try shot put with roller skates. You know, like it's impossible. Yeah, it goes nowhere. Just a couple of feet from you, because you roll back as you throw. You roll back too.
Right.
So you need a action and this reaction thing has to work so that you're standing still on the ground, or balloon javelins, or. You know, we were taking existing sports and like preparing them the way John Cage prepares a piano. So we could call it, you know, prepared sports. We had obstacle shoe races where the shoes would be prepared. Like, for instance, you take swimmers' flippers and attach, extend them by attaching even like wooden boards, you know, so you're like a giant duck foot.
That's
like
appropriate.
4 feet long. Yeah, very hard to run with them. Or run on grass with roller skates. Or, like, so you couldn't bend your knees, you insert your leg in a paper tube. So you have to, like, run with the stiff legs or with crutches, you know, so every one would have a different kind of prepared. Handicap. Yeah, we call that handicap race.
Right.
Yeah. Or we would have also handicap races where you would do something while you run. Like we wanted to do one where people would be drinking a bottle of vodka while running.
A bottle of vodka.
Yeah. So that you know they start getting very tipsy as they come to the end. But then we were warned that you could get like a heart attack while you drank and ran at the same time. So we didn't do that. But you know there could be other ways like. Eating porridge or something, or a Frankfurter while you ran, you know, and or writing some notes. So it always was doing something while running. And we had all kinds of bicycle events too, where, for instance, we called it multi-bike vehicle, and that was like a dozen. We never succeeded getting that many bikes, but the idea was to have like a dozen or more. Bicycles all tied together,
right.
But spaced apart so that each could actually operate it, but tied together with a frame. So there would be, like, say, three or four bicycles and maybe three or four rows of them, forming like quite a big square. It sort of occupies almost the whole street. And the curious thing is, you can't steer it, it sort of goes straight. And no way of getting rid of it. I mean, like, you know, if police said we had to get off the road, there was no way.
We had to. Do you look for trouble, George, in your pieces?
We just like to do sort of like gags, you know, funny things. And we hadn't had, I can't think of any times when we had problems, you know, with the only time when they closed the theater in Nice, but, you know, they don't even know what we were going to do, and we're a very mild bunch, very pacifistic, yeah.
Very lucky also, that's true.
Yeah, but we had some things that we planned that then we we thought it would be too abstract. Like, for instance, have in New York on 5th Avenue and 42nd Street, so the very busy intersection. And we planned that four cars would converge on that intersection from four directions, and then all four have flat tire. So, but you know, we didn't do that.
Put half of Manhattan to a standstill. Yeah.
Well, that's what we didn't want to do. We did like sort of like a game. There was a street cleaning event, which was done in front of Plaza Hotel in New York. But we got permission from Parks Department, and you know, it was very official. It said we're going to clean one like a square yard of the sidewalk. And the permission said, you know, what tools we're going to use. Then there was even a Parks inspector that came to see that we really did the thorough cleaning of that square the way we said we would.
And so the tools.
We all dressed up like doctors with white coats and had just miniature tools like toothbrushes, toothpicks, you know, dentist tools, and all kinds of detergents, and then bleach, and then finally with alcohol. It was so white, that square, for a couple of weeks it just remained like a big white square, very, very clean.
What was the audience reaction?
Well, they thought we were selling brushes. You know, they said, what is this? What, we're selling brushes or cleaning fluids?
Looking for the cameras?
Yeah.